Welcome to Winning Every Day. Winning Every Day devotional is written by Isaac Mell. If you are blessed by this podcast, kindly share with your friends and loved ones at the end of the podcast. Thank you and may the Lord bless you.
My anchor in oceans that toss me in waves. When I'm in rescue, you are my ransom. When I'm in shelter, you are my home. When I am weak, Lord, you're what I reach for. Lord, I believe whatever I need, Jesus, you are.
Thank you for joining us today on this podcast. I don't know what kind of week you've had or what season you might be passing through right now, but if you've ever felt like parts of your life have gone up in smoke, like all that's left are the ashes of what used to be, then today's message is just for you. We're talking about one of the most hope-filled promises in Scripture, that God can bring beauty from ashes, that no matter how broken, burned out, or bruised life feels, there's still a story being written. And it's one filled with restoration, joy, and unexpected beauty. So, find a quiet moment, take a breath, and let's lean into this truth together. Today's topic is beauty for ashes, and our Bible text is from Isaiah chapter 61, verse 2 to 3.
Isaiah chapter 61, verse 2 to 3, to proclaim the year of the Lord's favor and the day of vengeance of our God, to comfort all who mourn, and provide for those who grieve in Zion, to bestow on them a crown of beauty instead of ashes, the oil of joy instead of mourning, and a garment of praise instead of a spirit of despair. They will be called oaks of righteousness, a planting of the Lord for the display of His splendor.
Hello there, my friend. I'm so glad you're here. Wherever you are right now, whether you're on your bed, driving to work, taking a morning walk, or just sipping your coffee in the quiet, thank you for joining us. Today, we're looking at a beautiful promise straight from the heart of God. Beauty for ashes. Let's begin with a real-life story that captures this theme perfectly. Years ago, I read the powerful testimony of a woman named Christine Kane, shared in one of her talks. Christine is a well-known author and speaker today, but her early life was marked by abandonment, abuse, and a deep sense of rejection. Born in Australia, she was abandoned at a hospital and left unwanted. Later in life, she became a victim of child sexual abuse for years, and she carried those scars into adulthood. For a long time, Christine felt broken, like her life was just a pile of ashes. But God had another story in mind. Through her faith in Christ and years of healing, Christine found purpose in her pain. She went on to found at 21, an international organization fighting human trafficking. Also, in January 2015, Kane started Propel Women. Propel Women exists to celebrate each woman's calling, empower her to lead, equip her for success, and cultivate a sense of God-given purpose. Christine's story is a vivid portrait of what it looks like when God takes something the world calls ruined and turns it into something radiant. Today, I want you to know that God trades ashes for beauty. Have you ever felt like everything you once held dear has burned to the ground? Maybe it was a job loss, a broken relationship, the death of a dream, or even your own mistakes that left you feeling like you're standing in the ruins. If that's you, friend, I want to read you a promise. It's one of my favorite scriptures, and it's found in Isaiah chapter 61, verse 3. It says that God will give His people a crown of beauty instead of ashes, the oil of joy instead of mourning, and a garment of praise instead of a spirit of despair. That verse is so rich with hope. God is not intimidated by your ashes. He's not afraid of your mess, your past, or your pain. In fact, that's the very material He uses to create masterpieces. Think about this. Why would God use the word ashes? Because ashes are what's left when everything else has burned away. They symbolize total loss. And yet, God says, "That's where I begin." Let me ask you, what are the ashes in your life today? Is it a situation that feels too far gone to fix? a part of yourself you've tried to hide? I want to encourage you. Those ashes can become the birthplace of something beautiful, but you've got to surrender them. Surrender is not always easy, is it? Especially when we feel like we have to fix everything ourselves. But Psalm 34 verse 18 reminds us, "The Lord is close to the brokenhearted and saves those who are crushed in spirit." You're not alone. God is near you right now, and He's waiting for you to hand over what's broken so He can rebuild. Sometimes the hardest part is believing that beauty can come from your ashes, that joy can rise from your sorrow, that peace can replace your anxiety. But that's exactly what the gospel is about: transformation, restoration, and resurrection. Some of us, there were seasons in our lives when we thought God is done with us. Times when we looked around and all we see is remnants, shattered plans, silent prayers, and unanswered questions. But the most interesting thing is that those remnants were the very places God works out our upliftment and prepares us for new growth. Romans 8 verse 28 tells us, "And we know that in all things God works for the good of those who love Him, who have been called according to His purpose." Even when we don't see the good yet, God is already working. Can we pause for a moment? What ashes are you holding today? What's one thing you can bring before God and say, "Here it is, Lord. I give it to you." Take a moment and reflect. Maybe even say it out loud. "God, I trust you to bring beauty from this." As you go today, hold on to this truth. God is still writing your story. What looks like an end might just be a beginning in disguise. You are not your past. You are not the ashes. You are a beloved child of the Creator who makes all things new. So lift your head, take a deep breath, and walk into this day knowing that your beauty is already rising. Your ashes are not the end, but they're the canvas for God's greatest work. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, thank you for being the God who brings beauty from ashes. Today, we surrender the broken pieces of our lives, the hurts, the disappointments, the regrets, and we place them in your hands. We trust you to restore what's been lost, to heal what's been wounded, and to make something beautiful out of our pain. Lord, give us eyes to see your hand at work, even in the hard places. Fill us with hope, renew our strength, and remind us that you are always near to the brokenhearted. We believe you are not done with our story. We choose to walk forward in faith, knowing that joy comes in the morning. Thank you for your blessings and the favor coming our way today. In Jesus' mighty name we pray, amen. As you go today, may the Lord bless you and keep you. May He make His face shine upon you and be gracious to you. May He turn His face toward you and give you peace. Today, may you walk in the confidence that God is turning your ashes into beauty, your mourning into dancing, and your sorrow into songs of joy. Go in grace, go in strength, and go with hope. If this message has blessed you, kindly share it with someone. See you next time. God bless.
Bible in a Year. The Bible reading for today is from Deuteronomy chapter 26 and chapter 27. And for the evening, Mark chapter 15 verse 1 to 28. Thank you for being part of today's episode of Winning Every Day. Have a pleasant day and may the Lord bless.
I don't know where in life you are right now.
Maybe you feel like you don't know where you're going.
Maybe you're just going through the motions.
Feeling like you should be somewhere else.
Maybe it feels like your life is in ruin and you're wondering how you got here.
Or maybe life is great and you have achieved everything you've ever dreamt of.
But you still feel it. Empty, broken, lost.
I don't have all the answers, but I know the source of the problem, sin.
It's what breaks our connection with God. You know it, it's true.
There's nothing we can do to fix it.
That's where Jesus comes in, the Son of God, the one that changed it all.
He died to pay for our sins, but rose 3 days later to open the door to God for all of us,
despite our imperfections.
Now that's good news!
You can ask Him into your life, right now.
I did it.
I did it.
I did it!
I did it.
I did it.
And how about you?
For more information about salvation, faith, and other biblical topics, write to info@isaacmel.com. You can also call us for prayer requests and to share your testimonies on +234-706-688-5715. Winning Every Day is a daily devotional podcast by Isaac Mel Ministries. You can also listen to us on iHeartRadio, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and on Spreaker. Till next podcast, go and win with Jesus.